Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump. Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome to Reaction Monday in the Doghouse, home of the $1,000 payoff coming on Thursday. That's right, beginning Thursday, the Ump will give you a chance to win $1,000 each day, four times a day. Two of them right here in this very Sports Talk radio show. But you have to listen for the word of the day to win. So stay tuned for more details on that coming soon. It begins on Thursday. We won't be here Thursday. But you'll still have chances to win Thursday. Thursday's opening day of the baseball season, so we'll be off that day for complete and total coverage of Country Hardball throughout the day. But you'll have your opportunities throughout the day. Well, we have us a Final Four, right? We got a blue blood, an emerging blue blood, Big Blue, and St. Jean's beloved Retrievers, Chicago Loyola in the Final Four for the first time since winning the national championship in 1963.
The hugs are happening on the sideline as the final seconds tick off. 2-1-0. And how about this? Loyola Chicago, who prior to this year hadn't made the big dance since 1985, is off to the Final Four. The Ramblers defeat Kansas State in dominating fashion, 78-62, and they become the fourth 11 seed to head to the promised land of college basketball.
And Sister Jean is happy about it.
A man said to me the other day, Sister Jean, we broke your bracket. And I said, keep breaking it. That's okay with me. I did have a second bracket bringing them to the top, so I called it my Cinderella dream bracket. So we'll see how far we go.
You don't get no stinking Cinderella dream bracket, Sister Jean. One bracket. One. Sister Jean. Love you. Love Sister. Can you believe that's a 98-year-old woman talking? And now things are getting a little chippy for her. Jalen Rose's 100-year-old grandmama is trash-talking her now on behalf of Big Blue, where, of course, Jalen Rose was part of the Fab Five that didn't win anything. Mary Bell Hicks, she's a hundy. She's in a Michigan T-shirt. She hit Instagram with, quote, Sister Jean, it's been a good ride, but it's over Saturday. Go Big Blue. Dang. Two women are like almost 200 years old between them, and they're talking trash. Kidding me? I mean, I want to see a little action. I want to see a little bet. Let's just throw down a little bit here. Let's put something on the line here. You know what I mean? Put like a Model T or a Alexander Graham Bell phone or something. Or those two. And yes, first time in the tournament since 85. First time in the Final Four since 63. And that was a historic tournament. You go back to 61, you know, Loyola broke the college basketball gentleman's agreement not to play more than three black players at any given time. They put as many as four black players on the court in many games. And in December of 1962, Loyola became the first NCAA Division I team in history to play an all-black lineup in a game against Wyoming. In the tournament that year, Loyola defeated the all-white segregated Mississippi State Bulldogs 61-51. And what was notable there was that the Bulldogs defied a state order in Mississippi prohibiting them from playing against a school with black players. How crazy was that? Then in 63, Loyola changed college basketball forever. They started four black players in the NCAA championship game and stunned two-time defending NCAA champ Cincinnati in overtime, 60-58. Loyola playing the same five starting guys, the same starting five, the entire game, including OT, without a sub. These guys played 45 minutes. Cincinnati started three black players as well. Now, the irony of all of this, since we're speaking of color, is that this Retriever team has got to be the whitest team left in the tourney, right? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, they'll start three white guys. I mean, stop the presses. Breaking news, they're starting three white guys. And by the way, these guys play in a 4,250-seat gym with rollout bleachers. I mean, the equivalent of a big high school gym. That's where they play. Now, they get Michigan on Saturday, who struggled shooting the ball this past Saturday, but played good enough defense to stop Florida State. And they got that sucker done, and what was it, 58-54.
Forrest up the near side for Florida State. Dribbles to the middle, looking for Savoy. Savoy off the screen, covered well. Throws it up from three, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Robinson. 10 seconds to play. Duncan Robinson holds on to it. 7 seconds to play.
Ball
to the near side.
Ball.
Throws his finger up. The Wolverine fans are going crazy. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, that's it. The Michigan Wolverines, for the eighth time in program history, will move on to the Final Four.
Foul? Can somebody please foul somebody? Foul? Why didn't Florida State foul? It was a four-point game. Oh, and Coach Hamilton was not happy being asked about that afterwards.
Coach, take me through the final seconds of this game. Why didn't you guys foul?
What are you talking about?
Down the stretch there, the end of the game, the final seconds, 11 seconds left down the clock.
Do you think that the game came down to the final seconds of the game?
I'm asking you, though, why that decision in the final seconds of the game?
The game was over.
What?
You didn't think your guys could get back in it, put them on the line if they miss those shots?
I mean, but 15 seconds, what were we down?
Put them on the line, they miss a few shots.
What? The game was over. Four-point game, 11 seconds to go. What were we down? What the hell game are you watching, Coach? You were down four. Yes, you foul, you put them on the line, they missed the foul shot, you come down, you hit the three, now there's 7 seconds to go in the game. You foul again. I mean, the game was over? Really? Wow. Game was over. In the other final, well, many people think that it's the de facto national championship game between Kansas, looking for their fourth tournament title, and Villanova going for number two with Jay Wright, number three all overall. Remember, they won with Rolly Massimino, that great upset of Georgetown back in 85. But on Kansas for a minute, it kind of reminded me of Texas football. I mean, look, they invented a game, right? I mean, their guy invented a game, Fog Allen, whoever it was, Naismith. The guy invented a game. Okay, fine, their first coach invented the game. We get it. But does it surprise you that they've only won this deal three times? 1952, 1980, and by the way, in 52, the big tournament was the NIT. 1988 and 2008, only twice in the modern era of the tournament. I mean, they've been to the Final Four 15 times. and they've won three. And just two since this thing went to 64 teams. I'm just saying. A little myopia there. Like Texas football. The way Texas football people talk, you think that they've won 15 national championships. And they haven't. But rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
With 6 seconds, Allen, top of the key, three, is good. With 3.2 seconds to go, 85-81, Duke will not call timeout. Inbound to Newman, lobs it ahead to Vic, and that'll do it. Kansas leaves the Devils blue in a classic in Omaha. Kansas wins it 85-81, and the Jayhawks are going to the Final Four.
And as I said, they'll get Nova, who won easily in their semifinal.
Inbounds comes to Sorrells, gives it up for a three-pointer by Culver. It's no good. DiVincenzo the rebound. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that is it. For the second time in 3 years, the national champions in 2016 will go to the Final Four in 2018.
I think Villanova wins it all. I'm going to pull for Sister Jean. I mean, who do you not, right? Listen, it's also a Martinsville Monday as well, as it was snowing in Virginia over the weekend, halting all the racing. But they got that thing going on right now as we speak. Blaney is leading. Hamlin is second. Kozlowski third. Kyle Busch fourth. Boyer fifth. Truex Jr. sixth. Kurt Busch, Harvick, Logano, and Allmendinger round out your top ten. So we don't have a winner yet. We will have a winner before the end of today. Before the end of the show, we'll have a winner in the Friday trifecta. But we don't have a winner yet because the race is going on. And it's very racy. It looks like racing. Unfortunately, it's happening on a Monday. I'm not going to cut them. I'm not going to give them crap because there's only, you know, a small handful of people in the crowd because it's Monday. But they are racing, and it looks good. Looks racy. Looks fun. It's on in the studio. I don't know why you care that. You're not here in the studio, but it's on in the studio. I got it on here in the studio, so I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free, 866-485-WUMP. It's 866-485-9867. The digital doghouse is there for you. Our Twitter feed is at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow. Facebook fan page, throw us a like, Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Text window, 7329-TA-SHOW. That's 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox, Tom@TomAbraham.com. Follow the ump on Twitter, umpsports, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/umpsports. And the website is umpsports.com, where you can buy your golf card and where this week you can get a great, great deal. Oh, wait a minute. Is that next week? I don't want to say it's this week if it's next week. We got a great deal coming up. We got a great deal for Cane Break coming up. Go along with your golf card. We'll be telling you about that. There's just so much going on. It's crazy. Alabama and Auburn were both on the field Saturday as well. Bama in shells, but Auburn went full goal on the scrimmage. We'll jump into that today. And other exciting news for the Tide, Tuscaloosa News reporting that Alabama is in discussions with Notre Dame and Texas for future games. The exciting part is these will be home and homes, allegedly. The last time the Tide played a non-conference Power 5 team home and home was Penn State in 2010-2011. We'll get into that as well. Big fan of that. Off the top today, James Krepia of AL.com on the Auburn scrimmage. Get into the Will Hastings injury as well. Then into three, Ken Cross of CollegeHoopsWatch.com on this Final Four. Then we'll go open lines. The NFL has the official rules changes proposal out there, so we can get into that if you'd like. In the fourth, Damon Amendolara is back from CBS Sports Radio, followed by Teresa Walker from the AP on the Titans in free agency and in the upcoming draft. We'll get her thoughts on that. The cat over there behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax, the platters, the matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on air in our palatial Lump Studios. He's one part Italian, he's one part Mexican, he's one part mutt. His wife calls him Antonio McBride. Thus, he's Tony McBracket.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
Detective. Doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you?
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
I'm sorry. I got that all wrong.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
I mean, that guy sounds like L. McPherson farting into Miles Davis' trumpet.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap.
Say hello to my new friend.
Welcome.
T-Mac number three. Number three in this year's March Madness Bracket Challenge. Good job by you, man.
Yeah. Well, it could fall pretty quickly, though. You know what I mean? Because some people, if Villanova wins or Michigan wins, stuff like that, they can jump me. Kansas is my champion. You know what I mean? So if they lose, no more points for me. But so I'll at least top out at 700. That's where the bottom is for me. So, yeah, not bad this year. Redeemed myself from a year ago.
You could have done this last year when we were competing against Arky and Cole Kubelik. Of three-man front. I mean, you could have done it then, but you didn't. And but you know, you're rocking and rolling right now, and you're looking good. And the guy who's in first, he doesn't have his the team. He doesn't have a winner left. So I think you're in good shape.
I hope so. I'd like to see Kansas at least make it to the championship game, but they have the toughest matchup. You know what I mean? Villanova's got the experience. You know, I saw a stat from them today where they haven't lost back-to-back games since 2013. Yeah, that's how incredible. Villanova. That's how incredible that basketball program has been over the last 4 or 5 years. But my bracket's in like 148,000th place. So out of however like 20 million, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And you were mentioning who you were pulling
for.
But in
our tournament, you're in third. I mean, that's what's key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that you can win the prizes, but I mean, you killed everybody associated with the radio station. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And as far as who we're pulling for, my heart says Loyola. My bracket says Kansas, but my brain says Villanova. So
yeah, I think Nova. Were you surprised when I said that Kansas has only won a national championship three times?
Yes. Well, kind of. I knew that, but it's always surprising to hear somebody else say that. I knew that because that was some research. I had to do with some research for the Manoosh today.
Well, they act like they've won so many. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, they act like they're, you know, that they've won all of these deals. And I think that was kind of – it reminded me of Texas football. Texas football will make you think that they've won a national championship 10 times. And when they won in 05 or whatever it was the first time they had won since like 70 or 71.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the research in front of me, but I bet if you went and researched it, you'd find that they won, you know, just – maybe two or three or national championships since the 50s.
Yeah.
Maybe two, you know, something like that.
Yeah, they don't have many.
I don't know. I don't have the.
Is that my cue, or are you just you giving yourself some props for having the Texas Manoosh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to start this one in 1952, where we're talking about those Jayhawks. Kansas beat St. John's 80-63 to win their first of three national championships.
First. In the tournament era. I think they won a couple in the 20s or something.
Oh, maybe. 1973, UCLA beats Memphis 81-76 to win their seventh straight title. Seven. That's insane. In basketball, that's crazy. 1979, Michigan State beats Indiana 75-64 to win their first of only two national championships.
What year?
1979.
Indiana State.
Oh, I might have missed that part.
That's Magic Johnson against Larry Bird. That's most
right.
Historic
Indiana State. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's when it all started, man. That was
1979.
The Sycamores of Indiana State. That was when it all started, the Magic and Larry show.
I've seen that.
That's when the NBA was saved in that national championship. And Larry Bird was already a member of the Boston Celtics. He had already been drafted by the Celtics the year before. Yeah, that's the way they worked it back then.
That's insane. See, the first time I had ever heard that was on your show as well. That's crazy.
It is.
1992, the Rangers. New York Rangers clinched their first NHL regular season title since 1942. 50 years they went without a regular season title.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. The crowds used to chant 1947 anytime they came to town before that, before they got that one done.
Couple birthdays today. 1989, Von Miller is 29 years old today, Super Bowl MVP. Only 29.
And in 1962, wow, turning 56 today, John Stockton.
That's right. He's that old.
Master of the assist is 56 years old, big dog.
Man, it's crazy. All right. Is that it?
That's it. There you go.
Grumpy says at the text window, blue blood and new blue blood doesn't click. I would say blue blood and new blood. But I didn't say new blue blood. What I said was we got a blue blood, an emerging blue blood, or you could say new blood. Well, not new blood, because they're not new blood. They're an emerging. See, I don't think of Villanova. I think of Kansas as a blue blood.
Yeah.
Villanova is an emerging blue blood. They're not quite blue yet. I'm not going blue. You only won two national championships. No, yeah, two. You've only won a couple of national championships. So you're not a blue. Villanova is not a blue blood. They're an emerging blue blood. They're coming. They're becoming a blue blood and then big blue.
So part of it has to do with how many championships they've won, correct?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, they've only been to so many, and they were. And when Villanova won in 1985, they were Loyola.
Right.
I mean, they were. You know, that was a huge upset against Georgetown.
Well, my question is, when did Duke become a blue blood?
When they won their third national championship
in 2001. They weren't a blue blood until 2001?
Oh yeah, yeah. They were again. Duke. See again for people like you, you don't know. But pre Mike Krzyzewski,
yeah, I know they'd never
Duke
won.
Duke did
one.
Nothing. Yeah, he did nothing in basketball.
That's
and
why
now
I was
they've
asking.
Won. Yeah, Krzyzewski's won five, so Duke is now a blue blood. You know, I would consider Duke a blue blood. I do not consider Villanova a blue blood. I consider Kansas, Duke, Kentucky blue bloods. I don't think there's more than and UCLA is a blue blood. They've had blue something else for a number of years.
North Carolina.
North Carolina is a blue blood. Yeah. Those are blue bloods. Villanova is an emerging blue blood.
I got you.
And then Blue is on the edge, really. Blue is, you know, this is their eighth Final Four, I think.
I was just curious because my entire life, basically. I mean, the year I was born, earlier that March, Duke won their first national championship. But I had heard, you know, my entire life that Duke is a blue blood basketball program. But as the older I get, you know, the more research you do on your own, you realize they didn't do anything until Coach K got there. So I was always just curious. I've always heard them as a blue blood, but no one's ever really stated when they became one. So that makes sense.
So people who were around before SportsCenter and ESPN will tell you that, you know, there was a time that Duke was nothing. Grumpy says, how about a blue blood and a white blood? Yeah, that would be Loyola would be the white blood. Eight of their 14 players are white. And ironically, they were a big part of integrating basketball. Now they're on the other side of it. They just play such good fundamental basketball.
I hate to say
that because it sounds so white to say that. But they just play such good fundamental basketball. I just love watching them pass the ball, moving it, the extra pass. I mean, it's just amazing.
They are so well coached. You hardly ever see them take a bad shot, and they always make the right play. I mean, they're so well coached.
Yeah. All right, let me get to Wolverine Dan here. He's all fired up because not only are they in the Final Four, but his hockey team, Michigan, is in the Final Four, the Frozen Four, along with Notre Dame and Ohio State, and I think Minnesota Duluth in that Frozen Four, which none of you pay attention to except for me and a few other people. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Blue blood? My hand's going to turn blue because I'm busting at the seams, man. I'm ready to roll with this conversation. Yeah. All right. Bottom line is, hey, how about Michigan? What, they have 15 wins in this 2013. The only one that's got more than them is North Carolina. And then Michigan's tied with Duke and, I believe, Kansas.
Yeah.
So, Michigan should be a blue blood, baby.
No, they're not a blue blood. How many championships have they won? How many times has Michigan been a national champion?
They won a lot. Relax.
No, they haven't won a lot.
Where were we?
T-Mac, research that. How many times has Michigan won a national championship in basketball? I don't think they won a lot.
Hold on, brother. Hey, I'm going to backtrack first. I need to say thank you and kudos to the Huntsville Havoc, Keith Jeffries, Clay, Freak Daddy, and Gibby. They did a great job with the Huntsville Legends of Hockey Saturday, Tom.
Yeah.
And the lovely Miss Ginger and I walked up downstairs grabbing people by their ankles and shaking the money out of the pocket. Her and I raised $1,500.
Wow.
That's funny. Yeah, good money, Tom. We've done it for 7 years now. I think we're
Yeah, that's a good job. Let's do a little bit of that. I'll give you a little love.
Okay. All right, so check it out real quick. So, yeah. So we raised good money that night. I'm going to tell you what, these people at Hunts were awesome. Great hockey fans. They're very generous. Great city. Tom, I'm very proud. We've raised a lot of money for the past 7 years. I'm not sure what they got on the jerseys because they auctioned those off, but they had a sponsor, and he stepped up too. So before the game even started, but I was really happy about that. So let's get on to the Michigan Wolverines. Tom, I'm telling you, brother, it's about to go down. Okay, here's the deal. All right, I don't care if they got Sister Hazel or the Pointer Sisters, or I'll tell you what. They can even cuss down Jesus in that chair. It don't matter. Okay? They can even serve Sister Schubert rolls pregame before they go out and meet. It don't matter. All right? My Aunt Mary, bless her heart, she's been in heaven for 50 years. She's right next to the big guy. All right? Sister Schubert hasn't hit the bucket yet. So she can pray all she wants, but I got inside up there, baby. That's right. She's talking to the big guy, and we're going to the whammy on him. Put it in, lock it, lead pipe lock. You've got the German knock. We're knocking him down, baby. Oh, it's not so good. I'm telling you, brother. And then we got the guards that break the ankles. I'm telling you. And then we got a coach that's seasoned, knows how to play the game, knows how to coach it, man. I'm telling you, Tom. It's about to go down. You better pull a pick for it. You better go for those Wolverines, Tom. Be part of the bandwagon. Come on. It's all about us, baby.
Yeah, I'm going with Sister Jean. I got to go with Sister Jean. I don't have any love lost for anybody, but, I mean, that's the story. I mean, Loyola, unless you're a Michigan fan, everybody else got to be pulling for Loyola. I mean, come on. It's a great story.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, well, you can tell me what you want, but you know what? You can pull all you want. You can even pull a wedgie if you wanted to. It don't matter. Bottom line is, Tom, it's about the Wolverines. It's about to go down, baby. Shut it down. We're going to the finals, and we're going to surprise the hell out of those blue bloods, and we're going to take it all, baby.
Could happen. All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
One national championship, 1989.
Right before the Fab Five got there.
Yeah, one. One national championship does not make a blue blood. It makes you big blue, but not a blue blood. One. Well, let's get a break. When we come back, James Crepia joins us next. We're talking Auburn. They had a full-blown scrimmage, had some interesting things going on with the running backs, also lost Will Hastings to a knee injury. We'll see if we know anything more about that. We'll do that next right here on 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump, WUMP. Every weekday, The Ump gives you four chances to win $1,000 in the $1,000 payoff.
I got a bunch of money, too.
Oh, I like money. Yeah, I like money, though.
Be listening a little before 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Text in the code word to 95819. And then wait for us to call you to give you $1,000.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. You are in it to win it.
Starting Thursday, March 29th.
Variety in price. What else can you say about Alabama's oldest smoke shop, the Humidor Pipe Shop?
I smoke cigars and pipes, both.
Being the oldest shop, they've got brands that have been around a long time, but they also have all the new brands as well.
I've traveled all over the country, and this is as good a place to buy variety as I've ever found. The prices are significantly better than anybody else around.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest, now open Sundays, noon to 6.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at 7 area courses, and an hour session at an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
This Thursday, Atlanta Braves baseball is finally back as we celebrate opening day at SunTrust Park.
The 3-2 pitch, here it comes, and there it goes.
With a dynamic roster and some of the most exciting young players in baseball, this Braves squad is looking to make some noise, and it all starts on opening day against division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. Live from SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Braves pregame hits the air at 1:55 Central on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Uma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Uma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great. Great sleep delivered right to your door. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use promo code radio for $125 off your Tomorrow mattress through this Monday only. That's tomorrowsleep.com. Transform your tomorrow.
Cloudy and cool, the chance of some scattered light rain this afternoon, the high 57. For tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just a chance of widely scattered showers. Tonight's low 49, the high tomorrow is 65. Wednesday, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by afternoon, the high 69. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household. The big dog, Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Reaction Monday in the doghouse. Auburn went full go on Saturday in their first scrimmage of the spring and lost another receiver in Will Hastings. How bad is it? I don't know. Maybe James Krepke can shed some light on it. Does a tremendous job covering Auburn for AL.com and is now on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. James, welcome in. How are you?
Doing good, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. let's start with the Will Hastings' injury. What do you know about how bad it is, and when will we know if you don't know?
Still awaiting word, and all we know is it's a knee injury. The severity of it was still being evaluated as of Saturday, and I'm still waiting to get a firm update on confirmation about the severity of the injury, but obviously not good news to a receiver core that's already down, Eli Stove.
That's a good point. They are down Eli Stove. Who are the names, if Hastings and Stove, and hopefully they're back in time for summer camp and whatnot, but who are some of the other names now that start vying for playing time in those spots?
Well, I think for Stove's position, obviously Ryan Davis is one, and he was already there and was the leading receiver before. They just kind of played similar positions. And for Hastings, it's going to be interesting because Griffin King is a former walk-on, was awarded scholarship before last season. He's really your next guy at that slot position. After that, you got to start looking at a Shedrick Jackson, a true freshman early enrollee. And then some of their wide receiver signees were going to arrive in the summer. It's just not going to be very easy to identify because, like I say, they're just running out of bodies right now.
Yeah. Another battle that's going on is running back. And, they may need to have all of these running backs if this receiver core gets depleted anymore. And one of the stories that came out of the scrimmage is the one of Booby Whitlow, a redshirt freshman who apparently snapped off a 70-yard touchdown run. And guys were saying, I think Mark Carl Harrell said it was like something you see on Madden. He goes one way and then he reverses and goes the other way. And it brought some energy to the field. It was a good run for him. But they've been talking about this guy for a while. Talk a little bit about him and his ability and his potential to break into this group of running backs and the guys that he's competing against, like Cam Martin and Asa Martin and Malik Miller and what he's doing and so on.
Yeah, Whitlow definitely is right in the mix of all those guys you mentioned because – he redshirted last year. I understand fans would say, well, gosh, if he redshirted, if he was that good, he should have been playing a year ago. Well, let's remember that none of us understood the running back rotation last year, and that's when I had Kerryon Johnson and at one point had Cameron Tetway. They're both gone. Clearly, it's going to be wide open competition for who gets all the reps, and I think this is for the first time you're really going to see a running back by committee approach this fall, and Whitlow seems to be putting himself in position to compete, like you say, with a Cam Martin, with a Malik Miller, with a Devin Barrett, Asa Martin. These are going to be the guys who they're all going to be vying for reps, and I think Whitlow could be right near the top of that. Obviously, Cam Martin's the most experienced, but we got to see ultimately how confident this coaching staff feels in him. You've seen for 2 years now he's had a very limited role, in part behind who's behind Kerryon and Cameron, no question, and in part because they didn't put him in meaningful spots. You got to see where exactly they feel Cam Martin is as between the tackles, every down runner in the SEC.
Yeah, and you make a good point, though, about going running back by committee. This would be a departure from what Gus has done in the past, at least. And, it's always seemed like it's either it was Cam Petway with 30-something carries or it would be, Kerryon Johnson being such a workhorse. Do you think they're trying to identify that guy or do you think they'd be okay doing it more like the way Alabama does it where they might have three guys that are all getting double-digit carries?
Nah, I think they'd be comfortable if they had to go by committee. You got to remember, go back in Gus's past, they did more by committee stuff years ago. Hell, even at the beginning of 2013, they really were by committee with Trey Mason, Cameron Archibald, and Corey Grant until Trey Mason really separated himself. So, I think they'd be fine going by committee if they had to. I think they'd prefer to have one, but if it means having two or three, then so be it.
Yeah. Of course, very important to the running back is the offensive line, and you wrote a good piece about this battle going on at center. Talk about those guys and who might emerge from that deal.
Yeah, it's a three-way deal with Nick Brahms, Caleb Kim, and Tucker Brown, and they clearly you have a guy who's the most experienced. The guy who's most experienced in Caleb Kim, he's definitely seems to be ahead of the group at the moment. But Tucker Brown, former walk-on converted, he's going to be right in the thick of things. We saw him mostly with the second team last week, and hearing about splitting reps, I'll be honest, the guy can play a little bit every position. He's played guard, he's played blocking tight end. I would not be totally stunned, really, if Tucker Brown got in the thick of things. I'm not saying he's going to start, but I am telling you that he could definitely himself in position to play a little bit next season in a meaningful spot. I really believe that.
And then at that right tackle spot, there's been a lot of talk about Kelvin Ashley, but apparently Austin Troxell is somebody that's making some noise and getting people to look his way a little bit.
Yeah, Trox is the guy they felt very, very good about, both him and Ashley, obviously. I mean, he was a former five-star recruit, really kind of heralded guy. They felt good about both of those guys. But, yeah, they definitely like Trox a lot. He played, sounds as though him and Ashley are competing in the right tackle spot. It sounds like he might have a little bit of an edge at the moment on Calvin Ashley, which kind of could surprise some people. But, look, Trox was coming off multiple knee injuries. It was kind of way down his high school career, but now he's healthy, and it sounds like he's really going to vie for time. So, again, you've got competition at the right tackle spot and center spot. And, yeah, it sounds like they're both going to wage on here for quite a while into at least through the rest of spring.
James Crepier with us talking some Auburn here, coming off of their first scrimmage of the spring. Four interceptions. Do we know who threw the interceptions? And we always say, well, you know, the offense struggled, four interceptions. Well, maybe the defense was excelling, making four interceptions. Obviously, Jared Stidham isn't in there yet. Well, who was doing all the damage here with these interceptions?
From my understanding of it, it was that Malik Willis threw three of them and Joey Gate withdrew one. You have four. No, that's my understanding of it. And you have two of them to Daniel Thomas, one that I believe Jamie Sherwood had one. I know Smoke Monday had the third for sure. I heard Sherwood's name from one place, didn't hear from another. So I'm able to attribute three for sure. Let's put it that way as far as who picked them off. And I believe it was Malik who had three of the four thrown. But again, we're talking about an early scrimmage. And let's be realistic. Both these quarterbacks aren't going to play a whole heck of a lot in the fall if everything goes according to plan. Jared Stidham's going to be the starter. He's going to play probably 97%+ of the reps against all opponents, I would imagine. So I don't think Malik Willis throwing a couple of picks in the first spring scrimmage is going to be too bothersome to him when it rolls around to playing some FCS opponent in September or November.
All right, finally, update us on Stidham. I mean, it's an injury, you know, the surgery he had to his non-throwing shoulder. Is he expected to do anything at all in the spring? Is he just standing around taking mental reps and doing that kind of stuff? And, you know, what's the latest on that deal?
Yeah, quite literally, that's about it. That's really it. It's just a bunch of mental reps at this point. I mean, you've seen him throw a little bit with not even 7-on-7 thus far. So we'll see if he ends up getting that, you know, a little bit more this week or the week ahead. But quite honestly, Tom, I mean, we got to be realistic. You've seen players have shoulder surgery before in the offseason here at Auburn and elsewhere. They have not practiced in the spring. Now, it's his non-throwing shoulder, so obviously that's the good news if you had a big tick of two. That said, I mean, why would you even risk it? Why, what possible reason would you have to put him out there to risk it even in a non-contact capacity? There is none. So, you know, you put him out there, you let him take some mental reps. Obviously, he's in all the meetings. But I would be pretty surprised if you did a whole lot of throwing in 11-on-11 out there. I just don't see it happening, especially on A-Day. I really don't. If he does, it'll be for about one series, probably.
And the spring game coming up, you know, April 7th, so that's not that far off. And I think it's a great opportunity to look at the future to see, you know, Willis and Gateway go at it, you know, with each other. And, you know, I think that adds that kind of intrigue to it because we really don't need to see Stidham. We know what we got with Stidham.
No question. Yeah, the attention for the spring game should be paid on about two or three positions. Again, the two spots in the offensive line, obviously. The running back situation is you could end up legitimately seeing five or six guys over there because they throw C.J. Tolbert a walk-on right in that mix. So you've seen him in the past 8 days, obviously. So you can definitely see five or six running backs. And then defensively, I would pay attention to the Buck position and some of the corner spots below the two starters. Mm-hmm. Buck, you definitely have T.D. Moultrie and Big Cat Bryant, Marcavius Bryant. They're definitely going to be your lead two guys. At the moment, Moultrie has the edge, and I think he probably will into the fall. So seeing how they split reps, seeing how they each do, even in, again, non-contact with the quarterbacks, what are they able to do off the edge? Because those guys don't count as blitzers. So they're going to be looking to get after the quarterback regardless. Then, in the secondary, obviously you've got to rebuild at the safety position. That's a given. But beyond that, at corner, you know who the two starters are. That's obvious. And Javaris Davis and Jamel Dean. After that, I say, is where you're going to start to run into a little bit of intrigue once you start getting down to the third and fourth. fourth line, mainly the fourth line, in particular the nickel and dime spots in this secondary as they try to reload.
Always a pleasure. James Crepy has been our guest, updating us on Auburn midway through and after their first scrimmage. James, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doug.
All right, thank you. James Crepia. Sounded like he was somewhere, and he was going to come on later in the show, but then he moved it earlier because he had something else going on in a three. And it sounded like he was in somewhere where he couldn't talk, and they moved out somewhere where he could talk, because Crep usually pretty long on his answers, and he was kind of giving some short answers. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. But I appreciate him coming on, helping us out with that. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back. Phone lines open. Get an update. It's Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039 AM.
Sports Radio. The Ump. Because we care.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Sprint. Get the new Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus at Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/galaxy. I know that the Ramblers of Laurel of Chicago had an amazing weekend. In fact, they're having one of the best months ever. They beat Miami from the ACC in the first round. They beat Tennessee of the SEC in the second round. They beat the Mountain West champs Nevada in the Sweet 16, and then they hammered Kansas State. And don't get this twisted. They're no fluke. You cannot fluke your way to the Final Four. You might get a lucky bounce along the way, but you cannot luck your way into winning four games in a row in the NCAA tournament. They'd be the first to tell you the goal is not to play on Saturday night. The goal is to play Monday night. And they're one game away from that and two away from being the national bleeping champions. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports Radio.
For a limited time at Sprint, lease one Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus and get one S9 on us. Plus, with Galaxy Forever exclusively from Sprint, you can upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year. It's like pre-ordering for the future. No other national carrier gives you what Galaxy Forever does. And it's included with Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. These phones are loaded with great features, including Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo, advanced low-light photo taking, and instant translation of street signs, menus, and more. You can also create AR emojis you have to see to believe. Switch to Sprint today. Lease a Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus, and for a limited time, get one S9 on us. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/galaxy.
S9, $33 a month. S9 Plus, $38 a month. And get a second S9, $0 a month after $33 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month leases with two new lines or one new line and one upgrade after 12 lease payments. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation fee. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Restrictions apply.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to creditkarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's Hey Coach, where you can get the inside scoop on all of Alabama athletics, and all you have to do is listen right here starting at 6 p.m. All right here on The Ump.
The credit card companies are bullies, and they don't fight fair. Once they max out your debt, they keep hitting you when you're down, slamming you with outrageous interest rates and late fees to make sure you never get on your feet again. But now you have someone in your corner who will help you fight back and get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We're Clear One Advantage. Call us now for free information to see how quickly you can resolve your debt. 1-800-330-5822. We'll stand up to the credit card companies and fight to help you resolve your debt in the shortest time possible and save the most money possible, too. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. If we don't resolve your debt, you don't owe us a single penny. So let us give you a fighting chance to defeat your debt. Call now for this life-changing free information and see how much you could save. 1-800-330-5822. That's 1-800-330-5822.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Ooma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution? An Ooma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
The Ump, where champions are crowned.
It's picked up by Perkins. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Matthews launching a three on the right wing. That is no good. Hits in the rebound, and redemption is found in the desert. The Tar Heels have won their sixth national title. 71-65, North Carolina, national champions.
On Sports Radio 730 and 103.9, The Ump.
So this year, I ordered my prom dress from Shady Deals, and when it came, it said, some assembly required.
I ordered these batteries for my digital camera, but the batteries weren't included, so I had to draw all of our family memories.
I ordered a 60-inch TV from Shady Deals. What they actually meant is, you can't sit further than 60 inches away.
Be a savvy consumer. Research businesses. Report false advertising. And settle transaction claims with the BBB.
Test your advertising IQ. Go to bbbadtruth.org.
Weather is sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Cloudy and cool, the chance of some scattered light rain this afternoon, the high 57. For tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just a chance of widely scattered showers. Tonight's low 49, the high tomorrow is 65. Wednesday, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by afternoon, the high 69. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9, The Ump.
Read the sign. Beware of dog. Tom Abraham is back.
Get an update with T-Mac. Find out what's going on around the pond. We call this a Doghouse Sports Report.
Zeke Upshaw, a basketball player for the G League's Grand Rapids Drive, passed away today, which is 2 days after he collapsed on the court at the end of a basketball game. He was rushed to a hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he later passed away at the age of just 26 years old. Alabama, who has on a six-game losing streak currently, and Auburn, who I think lost two out of their last three, have both had tough skids in baseball the last couple of weeks. But one of them will change that tomorrow during the Capital City Classic in Montgomery. Coverage starts at 6:30 right here on the Ump. The Preds picked up their first point since last Monday by losing a shootout to the Jets last night. They look to end their three-game losing streak tomorrow against Minnesota, who beat the Preds on Saturday 4-1. This one is at Bridgestone Arena and will start at 7 o'clock. Recently fired Georgia equipment manager Kevin Purvis, which is kind of appropriate, is facing three felony charges of unlawful surveillance after a complaint made to police found two wireless cameras in the men's shower in the football facility. After the Jets rescinded their offer to sue, which was the largest on the table, the Rams have emerged as the favorite to land the 31-year-old defensive tackle. And finally, Johnny Manziel will throw tomorrow at A&M's Pro Day. This will be his second chance to impress NFL scouts after Manziel threw during San Diego's Pro Day last week. I'm Tony Mack. That is your Doghouse Sports Report.
Did you hear about this bet between the poker players? The two poker players that were brothers and a guy by the name of Bill Perkins, who was a big high roller type guy. The two poker players, Jamie and Matt Staples, are their names. They're brothers. And the bet was this guy, Bill Perkins, told the brothers that he'd pay them $150,000 if they weighed within 1 pound of each other in 1 year, exactly 1 year's time. Did you hear about this, T-Man?
No, I didn't. That's weird.
Well, here's what makes it weird. Brother Jamie Staples weighed 304 pounds. Brother Matt Staples weighed 134 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to be within 1 pound of each other in 1 year's time for the $150K to be paid off by Bill Perkins, who bet these guys. And it ended yesterday. Both brothers weighed in at exactly 188 pounds. The 134-pounder got his weight up to 188. The 304-pounder got his weight down to 188. And they took Bill Perkins' 150K home with them.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's impressive and kind of worrisome, maybe? I don't know.
Well, worrisome for the guy that was 134, not so much for the guy that was 304. Good for that guy. All right, we'll be back. Tom Abraham Show, 730-103-90.
Sports Radio, 730-1039. The Ump. The Ump.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. Your hometown pros, we support everything you love. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. The Alabama gymnastics team scored a 196.975 to take second in the 2018 SEC Championship Saturday in St. Louis. It would mark the Crimson Tide's 20th consecutive top three finish and the 29th time Alabama's finished first or second at the SEC Championships. Alabama women's basketball had its season come to a close in Blacksburg, Virginia on Sunday. The Tide finishes the year 20-14 as they lost to Virginia Tech in the quarterfinals of the WNIT. It did mark back-to-back 20-win seasons, though, for the Bama women's program for the first time in 20 years. And Bailey Hemphill had a two-run single in the seventh, giving Alabama a 3-2 win over Ole Miss on Sunday. The Tide would take two out of three from the Rebels over the weekend. I'll have more in a moment.
There's no mistaking the signature crimson and white of Alabama football. From flags flying to the clothes we wear, our colors define our loyalty, our support, and who is in the house. And there's no mistaking when AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists are in your house. AFS techs arrive in signature wrapped trucks and proudly wear the AFS insignia, symbolizing our support to tackle foundation, crawl space, or waterproofing issues. For a free estimate, go to AFSrepair.com.
The Alabama men's swimming and diving team posted its fifth consecutive top 15 finish at the NCAA Championship Saturday night. The Tide was 13th with 95 points. Bama baseball dropped three games in Knoxville. Next up, Alabama will travel to Montgomery to play Auburn in a non-conference game on Tuesday. And join us tonight for Hey Coach, beginning at 6 from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. That's your Bama Update, Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by AFS. It's a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Napa Know How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus four nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm Junior Bacon Cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and North.
Please welcome to the stage, the termite.
Is this on? You tell me, what is the deal with bark? That's right. How much I gotta chew to get to the good part of the wood? It's like filling up on a salad. I'm no model.
Termites aren't funny. Losing the equity in your home won't have you busting your gut. Visit Orkin.com to schedule an inspection and get 15% off.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job. So stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
There are 1.5 million children living in single-parent households due to the death of a parent. Grieving children often feel alone, different, and misunderstood. Experience Camps gives them a place to play, laugh, and cry with other kids who get it. I'm Candace Wiggins. My father died when I was 4 years old, and this has shaped who I am today. I wish there was a camp like this when I was a kid. To find out more about experience camps or helping grieving children, visit www.experience.camp.
The Ump, where losing is not an option.
I don't know. If we don't win this game, maybe we throw a stink bomb out there. Maybe we don't get in the playoffs. You guys got all the answers, so I'd really rather not have any.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. The Atlanta Braves return to the Ump in 3 days.